You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Someone sticks it in to say, hey BFM gals and guys, is it true a possum has reformed and is coming to Auckland soon? OMG, please advise. You're in luck, mate, they are. They're playing very soon, in fact, on the 20th of October at the Hopetown Alpha alongside King Sweeties, and that is part of Elemental Nights. We're going to be having a chat to Mark about Elemental Nights on the other side of this. It's a possum with blue meanies recorded live at Laneway back in 2012. Possum, live, as the clapping would suggest, at Laneway all the way back in 2012. And we've got Mark Kneebone in the studio. Kia ora, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you in here to talk about Elemental Nights, where Opossum will be playing alongside King Sweeties.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a cool gig. And that's not the only cool gig that's happening. There are so many good shows coming up across this month. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. It's a project we've been working on for a long time with Auckland Council. Mm-hmm. And of course it got delayed because of old mate COVID. But, you know, it was originally going to be in July. And
yep.
And luckily, a whole bunch of people, council, us, venues, everyone kind of just picked it up and moved it.
Sweet.
Rebooked a bunch of acts. And everyone kind of still believes in it, and that's kind of what it's all about. It's about regenerating the city. It's about getting people back out. It's about employing a bunch of event people. It's about giving, you know, everyone from the drummer to the ticketing person, you mm-hmm. know, something to do in October, and kind of bring that community back together, which is, you know, so vital if we're going to get out of this, you know.
Exactly. And that's been, I think that's been some kind of conversation that's been going on all year, really, because people who work in events, people who work in music have seen such a radical change to the way things are. Almost, you know, not necessarily more so than other industries because every industry has been affected. But it's such a specific kind of thing when you can't have international acts and you can't go overseas and you can't even get all your band in the bus to go on tour sometimes.
Yeah.
It's pretty special to be able to do something like this.
It's amazing. We're incredibly lucky that we get to do shows like this, and we're incredibly lucky that we have this much talent available to do it with. And
absolutely.
Then really lucky that we have venues like the Hollywood and Hopetown that we can go into and have a conversation where we're like, cool, we want to take over the whole venue for 10 days. Mm-hmm. We want to build a whole bunch of boutique bars and F&B out in the laneway.
Yeah.
We're going to bring Angus Muir and he's going to do this weird lighting thing that wraps the entire building in.
Oh, sick.
And then Auckland Transport are going to tell us at the last minute that they're digging up the road out the front.
Oh, no.
So we're going to handle that by building a bridge over it, and we're going to wrap that in artwork as well.
Oh, wicked.
And kind of just make it all work. And
yep.
And there's been some stressful days around the office, and Renee Hermson, and I've got to say this is very much her baby, who works with us and has done an amazing job programming it, has had some long sleepless nights, but it's really come together, and we're really, really proud of it. Like starting this weekend with Church and AP and then ending with Catacombs, which is always my favourite.
It's going to be so huge, I think.
I love what Friendly Potential do, but that one is always so much fun.
So. Yeah. Church and AP, first of all, have just come off the back of so many wins at the Pacific Music Awards on the weekend. I think they won like three. And then Dedda Melin, who's their producer, also won an award. So they're going to be on an absolute high.
Absolutely.
And they're playing at the Hollywood, is that right?
Hollywood this weekend.
That's going to be so cool.
It's a great way to start. And then it rolls into, you know, Leisure playing two nights, Nathan Haynes, Opossum King Sweeties, Daffodils, which, you know, are probably still one of my favourite bands. And then Avondale Bowling Club,
In Avondale as well.
Yes, I know. Always exactly.
Good.
Exactly. As the name would suggest, Troy Kingy, Amanda Palmer. So there's some really cool stuff. Like I keep saying, we're proud, but it's really just a chance for everyone to get back together.
Totally.
And that's what we're trying to build.
I saw, as soon as Level 1 was announced yesterday, I saw heaps of people on Twitter being like, it's going to be a big weekend in Auckland this weekend. I think it's going to be a big month in Auckland.
Yeah, there's a lot of people really keen to get out again.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
So, yes. Yes, I think we all are. And Catacombs, as you said, is a really incredible two-day kind of situation put on by Friendly Potential.
Yeah.
Just looking at the list over here, we've got R2, Or B, Benny Salvador, Borrowed CS, Clear Path Ensemble playing live, which is going to be super special. Yeah. Eden Burns, Fiss and Rob Thorne. You've got Misa, Orchestra of Spheres, also playing live. Noah Records, who will be live as well. Peach Milk, Purple Pilgrims live, and Vanessa Worm live.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty magic.
Yeah, it's going to be a big 48 hours down underneath the Civic.
And the very spooky kind of
totally.
You know, Halloween end of the month as well.
Exactly. And I saw Vanessa at Beacon at the start of the year. She's fantastic. She's such a talent. And they've really hit the balance with the lineup of live, you know, DJs, everything. And it's like, it's definitely going to be different to the last couple that they've done down there. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
It's really cool as well that, as you mentioned, the venues that a lot of these are happening in are quite special venues. You've got the Winter Garden, which is where Catacombs is going to be.
Yeah.
And you've also got the Hollywood Avondale, which is just one of those places you walk in and it simultaneously feels like you've time travelled and also you've gone to your mate's house and Hopetown Alpha, which is just this magical weird spot.
It's this magical spot. It's a great place to see music in. It's not a particularly easy place to build music for, but because we're doing a bunch of shows, it means we can kind of bring in everything that you need and really go for it and create a night around it. Like, it's on K-Road, you know what I mean? It's the whole series is designed to come in, have a drink, go to dinner, you know, do all the things, catch up with your friends, come to the show, then go back out again, you know. And that's really what we wanted to do, is create kind of an anchor point for people's nights through October, you know. And it's why we've tried to make the tickets as cheap as possible to, you know, everyone's doing it hard, so it's just about getting many people through as possible.
That's really cool. I know there's a lot to choose from here, but is there anything you're particularly stoked for?
I'm a total sucker for anything Cody does.
Yep.
So Opossum playing is a massive one for me. Seeing Tom and Avondale Bowling Club in Avondale is going to be is going to be awesome. And of course, this will be my third Catacombs. And I'm a big fan. I'm the nerd that goes at the start of the night and
stays all the way.
Stays all the way.
Yeah, there's a stamina event.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's a long weekend, but worthwhile the effort.
Totally. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a pretty special month, I have to say. Yeah. If people want to get tickets to any or all of these, where do they go, Mark?
Just either go to just Google Elemental Nights and it'll pop up. It's all through the Auckland Council websites or Moshtix, either one.
Sweet as. Yeah, yeah. And there's plenty of Facebook events as well, which you can find online too, which is always a good way to remind yourself when things are coming up.
Indeed.
If you are a millennial like myself and you just click things. I like that all the texts coming in and just people being like, yeah, gigs.
Indeed, we get to be outside again.
Hard out. Well, we're going to play some Vanessa Worm, who is going to be performing live. This has been such a huge album since it came out. Vanessa 77, we've thrashed this up at the station. So it'll be awesome to be able to see her perform. Mark, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us about all of this.
Me. Yeah, yeah. And thanks for the support. It's great.
We're just glad to see gigs happening. It's pretty exciting. So we'll see you out and about.
Indeed.
Across the rest of the month.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.